Rabbi Nagel brought up an awesome, it was a great discussion to listen to, but it was really eye-opening for me. I really think that we approach tefillah like it's not about phones, it's not about not talking in shul, like we literally do not understand we miss the entire boat. I was hearing in the conversation last week that like we're like when someone says, but I asked for something and I didn't get it, like where, like what does that have to do with tefillah? Like what does that have to do with what you're doing on a day in and day out basis? I think that there's a big theory and hypothesis, but I think that we're missing what Chazal are telling us and what everyone's telling us. Start with the first Chazal. This is what I'm thinking. Tefillah is, Gemara says, tefillah is avodah shebelev. If tefillah is a calculation of what you're missing and what you need and expressing that to Hashem, then that doesn't take place in the heart. That takes place on a spreadsheet in your brain. That takes place on making a calculation of how much money you need and what you don't have and what you want and what you need, and that this kid is bothering you. You're trying to raise them in the Torah way and they're putting up a fight and you need help from Hashem. It's just a calculation. Calculations take place up here. That's not a service of the heart. Just basic. That's like the basic Chazal about tefillah, is that it's avodah shebelev, right? You can go with all the descriptions that they have and everything like that, but like, let's just get to the. I want one word that describes prayer, what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Forget what said. Ezo tefillah, right? Alta said, but tefillah shecha keva ela bekasha v'tachanunim.
Good.
Okay. So it's not have to be like something set. You have to do. Oh, mincha time. I have to do. Finish with it. Go.
Get rid of it. Get it done with.
Get it done with. You know, it's get up on my chest. Get in my head. No, is bakasha is like whatever, like you need it, even like you're a millionaire, you have to ask more parnasa.
Yeah.
Because you have to have blessing on that. It's not, you know, I mean, today you have it, tomorrow you're not going to have it.
Okay.
Health, the same thing. Today you have it, the next day you're not going to. So whatever you have or you need, it's to preserve that. This is why you need the tefillah and you ask for Hashem Chesed to keep whatever you have or whatever you need. So okay. That's
I myself am struggling with this. I think you brought it up last week. Is that okay? We could talk about tefillah as this lofty thing. Maybe it can make you float. Maybe it can make you travel to other worlds, to other time zones. Tefillah, prayer, it's a very high thing. So what we're struggling with last week is, so why is tefillah formed when the rabbis gave us this coin called prayer, written in a siddur? Why did they give us all these things that are formed with requests? How does that fit into the hypothesis that tefillah, what we started with really the first week, was of this kind of inyan, what we started with the first week was that tefillah is an exercise in coming close to Hashem. So then how do you fit in this fact that they wrote the things as bakashot, tachanunim, requests? It seems I want to throw out a hypothesis. You could attack it. I'll be like the yid with the sign, right? Like you have to, you know, convince me otherwise. But my theory is that when we daven to say to Hashem, I need health. Hashem, I need parnasa. Hashem, I need help raising the kids. Hashem, I need help with the wife. Hashem, I need... When we daven, I think we're distracting. That is a distraction from the goal of tefillah. My hypothesis.
It's integral to the tefillah. That was the brachas of Shmor Esrei.
So I think that is a mistake. I think we're reading those brachas wrong. It's my hypothesis. It's a theory. I think I have sources for it, but it's a theory, and it sounds radical and crazy because that's the Shmona Esrei that we're all used to. We literally know it by heart. We can literally say Shmona Esrei without putting one inch of thought into it, right? We know it, that's how well we know it, right? It's like our address or our phone number. We know the words of Shmona Esrei. You literally do not have to apply your brain power to it, and you could say those words. So it's radical, what I'm saying. It sounds cuckoo crazy, right? But it's think we're doing the wrong. I think we're approaching those words the wrong way.
If you're going to put attention for the first word of the Shmona Yisrael before you dive in, then you understand the whole Shmona Yisrael.
Yeah.
That Hashem is tiftach, and you will open your mouth and I will receive your praise. So meaning I'm not going to say it automatically. You're going to put the words for me to send. So then it,
good.
Then you understand every bracha, it's a different meaning, it's a different asking, it's different praising, it's different.
Good. Good.
So pay attention for the first one. That
that's the opening. That's the opening. Opens everything.
Maybe so I want to hear, before I comment, I want to hear what you present.
What's the alternative?
Don't tell me what it's not.
What's the alternative? Well, what okay, we think what we think it is not.
Okay, so okay? What is it?
God. So now I don't know anything. So now I just cleared the board. I said, let's rebuild tefillah. What we think we're engaged in, I don't think it is. What is it? So I'm only, like I said, what we're trying to do on these Sunday mornings is to go through some sources and pull out from them and say, okay, according to this source, this is the opinion. So I have a few lines from Rav Itzhak Morgenstern. And so he says, this is the bottom line. He has a section in his Sefer about tefillah. Obviously, he's building up to something. He's winding down, but this is the bottom line of this section. Vizuhi shleimut ha-tefillah. This is what complete tefillah means. Or this is the ultimate of tefillah, of prayer. Lahagia, to get to. Lahakara, a recognition. Yoser chazaka, biyichud Hashem yisbarach. A stronger recognition in the oneness, in the unity of Hashem. Umimela. And what happens, mimela? How would you say mimela? And automatically, lechibur amuk yoter imo yisparach, to a deeper connection with Hashem. Ba'ofen, shal yedei hatfila, that what happens through this vehicle called prayer, yakir yoser b'mitzios Hashem yisparach, a person can come to recognize more in the reality called Hashem. Bishuhu yachid be'olamo, and the fact that he is one in this world, in his world. V'yargish, and he should sense it. V'yichya, and he should live it. B'chol inyan. Right? V'yargish, v'yichya also, he should live with this reality. B'chol inyan, in every, where he goes during the day. In everything that he does. So, that sounds different than asking for what your needs are. That sounds like layer one. Okay, understand that. No, I want you to ask. I want you to attack it. But understand that at the end of this, we're still going to have to answer why the coin was minted with requests, right? So the Gemara calls, it's the matbeya shetavu chachamim. Prayers, as they're written, is like a coin that the elders, the chachamim, they minted it, right? They minted this coin. They put an imprint on this coin. So why did they use the imprint of requests? That's still, we're still gonna have to answer that. But what I want to read here is that the point,
what it's all about,
what is it about? What is it about? Meaning, if you had to put prayer into one word, if the answer to that one word of why do we, what is this exercise called prayer? If we have to put it into one word, if the answer is, well, you got to tell God what you need, right? Or your one word is requests. Right? Then that's not the right word. According to Rav Itzhak Meyer, the right word really, if you wanted to get it down to one word, probably something like connection or yichudo or...
Let me ask you that. Hashem doesn't know what you need.
That we said, exactly. That's the basic question is what you need to tell Hashem what you need. He knows what you need. So it can't be simple articulation. It's a request. What is it? I understand that that part of the... of tefillah has to be answered. And he does it in this line, really he says, if you shift your focus, by the way, I think shifting the focus to this, which is just a deeper connection with Hashem, if you shift your focus to this, you cut off all the frustration. He says, I have another part also to read, but he says, but I think this using this tool, or using this understanding, it cuts off all the frustration of, I expressed something to Hashem that I need. I said, I need $5 in my pocket, and then I put my hand in my pocket, and it's not there. You see, obviously prayer doesn't work. basic question. People articulated it very clearly last week that there are problems, that people have blockages when it comes to davening because, what do you mean? I said, Hashem, this is what I need, and it's taken way too long to get what I need. No. So you want to tell me it's not good for me right now? Maybe. Okay, come on, stop with the jokes. I asked Hashem, I told Hashem why it's good for me now. I know in the depth of my heart that it is good for me now, and I'm not getting it. This takes care of all that. Shift your focus. Shift your focus to using prayer as a way to get closer.
Like korbanot is what prayer is replacing, and that's from karov, like to be close, right?
To be close.
Yeah, drawing near. Yeah.
To be close, right? And so I understand that we still have to answer. We have that question nagging in the back, right? Rabbi Marshall has this question nagging. I don't understand. We're saying requests. Good question. Yes?
So just to sum up what you're saying, so it's to recognize God's oneness, right?
Yeah.
So if he's one, like the Ramchal says in Das Munus, says the oneness of God is that there is no power other than God. So everything, the only way I can get health is if God gives me health. The only way I can get parnasa is if God gives me parnasa. So that's why we're asking. It's exercising and trying to recognize and
where it comes from
in our heart that this is, it's all from God, and we can only get it if He gives it to us. So we're asking for it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that ultimately that's the answer. That when you say Rifa'enu Hashem, right? What you really need to be focused on not is Hashem, please give us health. What you really need to be focused on is Hashem, you're the source of
health comes from you.
I need to implant that in my heart. I need to put that in my heart. And in fact, if you look at some of the paragraphs, that's how they are. Rifa'enu, like look at Rifa'enu. Heal us, Hashem, because you are the God that heals. It's like, but we get, I think we get stuck on the please, Hashem, heal us. Because you're the one who heals. And really, it's Hashem, heal us because all of health only comes from you. That's the important part of those paragraphs.
If God couldn't heal, we wouldn't ask Him to heal. So the asking is important because I wouldn't ask the table to heal me.
Right.
This table can't heal me.
Right. But the asking is really as opposed to either making Hashem aware of a need, or changing Hashem's mind, or, you know, maybe if I get the bonus points for asking for health, Hashem will give me the health, right? Because really the asking is just an avoda in your heart to say, I know where I turn when it's health that I'm looking for.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Health is kind of more out of your control. But let's say you put it in control. Let's say you have in parnasa, which is like money, which is more.
We all know that's fully in our control.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. But right now, what happened? You're going to the customer. So you're praying to the customer, going to like you, so going to give you the business, right? Or you're praying to Hashem, He's the one giving you the business. So now who is giving you the business? The person or the...
So it's a recognition, again, right?
Yeah, but here is, where are you dabbing more? Right. To the person, where you put your mindset.
How much do we really believe that the parnasa comes from Hashem and not the customer?
Right. So, and that's the avoda of tefillah.
Yes.
And that's what he just said was, like in those few words, is the avoda of tefillah is to work on that emuna, to work on your heart, on your faith in the oneness of Hashem. What I mean is, it's a time in Shmona Esrei to actually be thinking these thoughts. To actually be thinking thoughts of working on Emuna. Right? Which that's very much an Avodah Shebelev. I have to change my heart from a Lev Evan that doesn't feel Hashem in my life to change it, like we said in the Haftarah, to a Lev Basar. Which, by the way, are the Osios of Breslov, but don't tell anyone. Lev Basar. So that's like, I don't know. I think that it's eye opening for me. I don't know. I don't know if anyone else. Let me ask you this. Yeah.
Does it still answer why it's broken down into these specific requests?
To me, it does. Like the.
In other words, maybe it should be just a general discussion. You know, everything comes from you. Like it should be all on that. You know. Whatever it is that we lack or we need, whatever it is that is in this world, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All the situations are coming from you, and it should be just a one long X is the discussion about that. It all comes from you, and I know it comes from you. Why is it broken down? Das.
So put in the question.
Tshuva. Slicha.
Right.
It goes down lines of very specific things. Are you addressing that or not really?
And then it could be other, I mean, so you're saying, why do we pray in specifics, not in general? And why do
I'm saying if the Avodah is straight, if it's as described, and that's the full picture, I would have preferred a single middle where it's not even focused. These things have nothing to do with it, do they?
Setting up the answer.
I'm not sure. I'm saying.
Well, that was really what you were saying last.
What
week.
I was saying last week was is that, and this maybe is the answer is that, what I was saying last week was is that, you can't just automatically start with the recognition that everything comes from God. Without
building
acknowledging what's going on in my life with me. In other words, you sort of got to really be where you are first before you start moving up to Hashem.
It's not equality.
What?
No.
You said I'm quiet. So that's
sick. Yeah, so that's what I think is really what you got to sort of be real with you and be in tune with yourself before you can even start connecting everything back to Hashem. So you have to, you know, like, I'm coming to davening with so many things on my head that's worrying me, that's bothering me. And it's a problem because I think it's all on me. It's on my shoulders and I got to deal with it and I got to fix it. I got to break it down and all the things that's bothering me and all the things that I'm needing, all the things that I'm messed up with in my life and go one at a time and then start individually working my way to say, wait a second. This isn't me. It's like, this is you, Hashem. And each step, but if I don't start with or work with where I am, where my heart is now, it'll never get to God.
Okay.
So the Avodah Shevelev is, let's see where your heart is right now. What's bothering you? What's hurting? Work on those things. You start with that and then do the prayer.
Right in there, right in there, in the start with that. So what do you do about that? So you throw up some requests, or meaning that's nakuda.
Right, but the point being is that you have to. That's what I think is the bridge. It's a bridge to get to. I agree with what it's all about, but how do you bridge from where my heart is?
Right.
Okay. I have to be in tune with where my heart is, and think about that. And then think about what I need, what am I lacking, and why it bothers me. And then I'm saying, wait a second, let me take a step back and say, wait a second. It's not, you know, like, I don't know what to do about, let's say, atachonin. I have so many things that are in my head. There was a guy who's a bundim. I don't know if you met him. He came here, whatever. He's connected to Austin. He made a lot of success in business, you know, like, and he's still a kid. And he's a bright kid. But like he feels so much pressure. Like, what's the right move over here? Do I connect to this guy? No, like I could get like millions of dollars from this guy, but then there's this cost, is that, and it's all in his head. It's like, and he's literally paralyzed with worry that my decision, my brain is not
because the stakes are high.
Because the stakes are super high.
I'm a guy like Osworth, you know, whatever.
Nothing. There's no high stakes. His stakes are so high, and he's struggling from that pressure. And then he comes and says, I don't know what the right decision is. He's thinking everything through, but I have no idea. Saying, wait a second, Atachonin Lodam Das. It's like, wait a second, you're the one who grants knowledge to man. Let me, you know, like, it's coming from you. Then, one at a time, channeling where my worries are, what's bothering me in life,
right.
One at a time, broken down, in each part, and everybody is going to find, you know, where his struggle is that day more than the other things. You know, even though maybe he's wrong, maybe he really needs the different bracha more than the next bracha. But the bottom line is, one at a time, to channel that and say, "Where could it coming from, you, Hashem?" And that it's like, it's a step. It's like a growth process of each one at a time. So that's how I look at it.
So what in Shmona Esrei your in Shmona Esrei, your brain is full. Matt, go ahead.
Well, I just want to, so why do we say Elokai Netzoh at the end in that case? It seems like that should be at the beginning. And like we should kind of talk about what we want and then do the
your lack. You're saying Elokainitzor is very personal, so it's really hitting on your lack.
I think it's intended to be personal.
Right.
I don't
right.
know if it really is at this point, but I guess that's like originally where you would put in your own
right.
your own requests.
Right. It's a very specific time to do like your own requests. Right,
right at the end, you like if the Shmona Esrei didn't quite capture, you know, your unique situation, that's where, you know, that's where it's put in.
So you're saying you should think about your request and then you, like before you even do Shmona Esrei, and then during Shmona Esrei you should be
it's
like...
It's not a matter of thinking about it. It's what's bothering me. It's where my mind... It's why I'm distracted from davening.
Right.
It's because I have all these things on my head. It's like there's this woman who's having problems with Shalom Bais and needs my help and it's on my head. There's all my life that's going on. My kid, I don't know what I'm going to do with. And there's... All these things, I don't have the brain power to figure out what's the right move. These are all things that's keeping me from being able to daven. I can't even think one word about God when I'm busy thinking about all these things. That's why you need the bridge. You need to like fold it into your davening and let that be like, you understand? That's what the process is, I think.
Yeah.
Is there a reason we don't have any of these like brachot about shalom bayis or like making money? Essentially, I mean, we have like
why these brachos and not all the other needs?
We have like mevorech hashanim, and I think maybe that could be parnasah, but most of them are kind of not. Right.
Or like children.
Right.
You have only 18 blessings, but
not
have millions of needs.
Right.
Like everything we just described that we need, it, like doesn't really fall into any of those brachot, like. Like we're not saying,
all those brachos are for the klaus. They're always for the community.
Right, right.
You're
attaching
them
not
just to music. Like a shalom bas can fall under atchenin.
There you go.
Having children can fall under refainu.
Everything can fall under atchenin.
Mindset.
Yeah, you could stop right there. Everything is like
not children. Not.
Oh yeah, well, okay. Raising children.
But
raising children. I'm saying like refainu can't. You know.
Refainu. A lot of things falls under refainu. Right.
I think that's a mahalach. I think it's a mahalach. I think you need more. I have a couple more things underlined, but maybe we'll save it for the coming weeks. He addresses this also, the request part of tefillah, because it's a kasha on saying on this mahalach. But I think we've seen already a couple sources that like it's very clear, and I know for me like when you shift your focus to this. First of all, you don't end up by modim and ask yourself, how did I get here, right? Because you're actually focused within each paragraph on this recognition of the oneness of Hashem in that aspect, in that part of life. That's number one, is that it helps with kavana because you're actually talking to someone, not just throwing up a bundle of requests that... Today I'm not really feeling like, please bring us back the kingdom of King David. Like, I don't know, like, is that really, that was bothering me? Like, you say the things that are on your head. But when you get past, like, Rifaenu, like, Barech Aleinu, it gets kind of shaky. It gets kind of shaky. Like, oh, I really need, you know, I really need to connect to the She'eris HaPleita of the Tzadikim, like, I don't know, it kind of gets shaky after you get past it. Then you kind of build it back up with Shema Kolein, who's like a good one, right? But like in the middle there, you kind of go off on a tangent. But if each one is an aspect of Hashem, I want more of you in this world. I want more of the revelation of you in this world. So then these are the tools that are used to reveal Hashem in the world. When do people have kashas? When do people have questions on Hashem? When health is lacking? When do people have, say, I don't even know, I have an emunah issue because I don't even know if there's a Hashem? Is when their parnasa is lacking. And when they have those things and they're taken care of in a physical way, it becomes more mar b'kvod shamayim. There's more, and that, if that's the goal, is I want to focus on that, just yichudo yisparach, his oneness, and the fact that that can permeate every aspect of our lives. So then... all these things now make sense why I'm davening as Tzemach David. Because ultimately, I know that's what we need. It's not on my head when I was eating the cereal this morning, right? It's not like a need, you know, we say Mashiach now, but like people are like, okay, you know, like give me a couple minutes, you know, I want to finish this steak. But ultimately, we know deep down that that's what Hashem needs, Hashem's in Golos, as Tzamach David becomes a very important thing to connect to, when I'm not focused necessarily on only my needs, but when I think globally, what is the world lacking? Now I'm like,
there's one other level, maybe, in some of the things that appear global, they can also be personal. Like B'lam al-Shinim or al-Tzadikim, we're talking about our Yetzitara, if you look at it and say you can retranslate it, all of the machinim is like our issues, like the bad, you know.
Those things that keep poking us.
Down Allah, Sa'akar, Sa'aris, Magad, break down our. And Al Tzadikim is a good side, let our Neshama break through. It can be, and it's true for also, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. And so there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it can also take personally. But of course, really we're asking for Hashem to be revealed in the world.
I think it's worth the exercise to like, do a Shmon Esrei like this. Like, do a Shmon Esrei, like, just cut yourself out of the picture. Just, like, complete bit. Like, and see what happens to the Shmon Esrei. Like, see where you go with it in the words. And, like, just, my point of the Shmon Esrei is just to be bringing more Hashem into my life. Just connecting my heart to Hashem. I just want to talk to Him. I want to have a conversation with Hashem. We talked about imagining and visualizing yourself in the Heichal of Hashem, walking into the room of Hashem. But, like, just, you know, like, I think we could sacrifice a Shmon Esrei in the. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think people are saying, but then when am I going to ask for what I need? Like, let's see. Let's see what happens. Like, it's a really weird exercise in Shmon Esrei. It does weird things. It does weird things, and I'd love to hear if anyone like does the exercise. Like, I would like to get back around the table and say like what that. This is what my feelings from that Shmon Esrei. It's weird. It's weird to talk like this, right? But. But you just put a Shmon Esrei up, just, he says, just the Yargish that you should sense, the Yichya and live, also with Hashem, the Chol Inyan in every part of your life. There's a footnote here, but we'll save it for next week. Okay, something to think about. At least